Welcome to the Empowering Industry Podcast, a production from Empowering Pumps and Equipment as the voice of the pump and related equipment industry. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Empowering Industry Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Matthews. And yes, we have a little bit of a different setting today, but I'm talking to someone in Italy. So I'm really excited about it. Ricardo, if you will just jump on here and introduce yourself and tell people how you got into the pump industry.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Charlie, for the introduction. And it's a pleasure to be here with you guys and to share a little bit of my company and some of the more recent happenings. So many of you might not know Peroni Pompe. Peroni Pompe is a very established historical name in the process pump industry, specifically focused on high pressure pumps, so API 674 pumps of any kind, so plunger, diaphragm, process diaphragm pumps, and steam driven pumps. So this has been our technology for a long time. Actually, we were founded around 130 years ago. And we're still here. So this is where we are at.
That's wonderful. And what about your background? Can you tell us a little bit about you and how you got into the pump industry?
Absolutely. So the Peroni Pompe is still a privately owned company. And I am a member of the leading family of this business. And within Peroni Pompe, I am covering a commercial role. And in some new venture, I'm taking a bit more a leadership role that they will talk about in a few moments. The Peroni Pompe, as a standalone company, has acquired or has, let's say, had another couple of companies joining the group. So one company in 2004 was still a plunger pump company called Sabi Pompe, based in Milan, Italy as well. And they are focused on industrial applications, so industrial customers. And lately, more recently, at the end of 2023, Peroni Pompe acquired Jetec, a US-based company out of Michigan. And in this company, I'm taking a more, let's say, a leadership role in at least in a first phase.
And how does that acquisition, how is that going to enhance your company's market position?
Well, as I said, Peroni Pompe is known for one thing, which is plunger pumps and high pressure pumps. And what we do is trying to serve our customers as best as we can. And in the world of high pressure pumps, there is a process segment. And then there is another segment where high pressure is used for another type of application, which mainly is water jetting, water blasting, cleaning. And we realized that Peroni has not been covering this, has not been serving its customers on this other, let's say, segment of high pressure. So we want to serve them in all the possible spectrum of high pressure. So this is why Jetec, as an addition, help us cover this needs of our customers. And this is the main rationale. A second rationale to having Jetec joining Peroni is a very unique niche product that Jetec has, which is the so-called subsea pump. And it's a unique in the high pressure pump industry, because the Jetec was basically founded by a very, very smart engineer in the 80s. And by chance, he stumbled upon an invention of this unique product, which allows a plunger pump to be installed anywhere subsea, even at 10,000 feet below sea level, 3,000 meters, and can do a range of different applications. So this is a very unique technology that the company has, and that brings a lot of value to the group.
And that is traditionally what you have had there at Peroni, is oil and gas focus, these high pressure pumps, subsea. And so you're shifting a little bit with Jetec to include even more as far as the high pressure in different industries? Make sure you can help your customers, whether they're in oil and gas and subsea or not. Did I get that right?
That's correct. So it's a twofold thing. So adding a water jetting capability within our company and also bringing this niche unique product, which is subsea pumping. There is one third point that is very relevant for our US customers, which is being able to serve our American customers even better than we can now, because we are adding a local unit which can provide service, can provide spare parts, fast access to needed parts, even for Peroni. And this is something we, in the short period that JETEC has been within the Peroni group, we have already seen some of this synergy coming into play. So we really want to serve our American customers as best as we can.
And that's in Houston as well?
Yes. So JETEC is based out of Kalamazoo, Michigan, so north, and has a couple of offices in the Gulf of Mexico area. So one is in La Porte, Houston, and the other one is in Swalford, Louisiana, which are rental offices to serve water jetting customers. But as well, it is planned that these units also support the Peroni customers, which are, of course, in the process industry.
Yes, and that is definitely two very beautiful industry-focused spots in Texas there, and well, in the Gulf Coast, like you said, Gulf Coast areas. I'm in Alabama, so I drive through and see some amazing industry in both of those places. But one thing that I know is coming up for you in May is OTC, and I want to hear a little bit more about what you plan to showcase there, in case people in the area want to come and visit.
Of course, yes, we are going to be at OTC in Houston at the beginning of May, and Peroni, let's say, it's usually present at this show, and for the first time this year, we are going to present ourselves as a group. So we are going also to showcase the offering of JETEC, because some of the applications or some of the customers of JETEC also are connected to the oil and gas offshore market. Of course, as we said, probably the product or the offering that JETEC has for the oil and gas customers that really fits into the needs of oil and gas customers is the subsea pump. And we are going to have actually one pump in physically at the OTC, and actually is going to be available for fire sale. So it's going to be a very special unit that physical customers that come and visit will be able to enjoy a special, let's say, condition if they want to take it away very soon. So it's quite exciting for us to be able to display this technology, and also to be able to connect to customers that might require this type of, let's say, technology.
Yeah, and so if people are planning to go to OTC, y'all definitely stop by and check that out. I'd love to see it. So, you know, I'm sure y'all do some type of social coverage there. When you think about the future and kind of the key priorities for growth and strategies, and you talked about technologies, is there anything coming, you know, in the future we should look for as well?
Of course. So one first point is exactly the, let's say, an up and coming application for this subsea pump, which Peroni has a very strong interest and is already collaborating with very niche specific packagers or technology owners in the field of subsea pumping. And the specific application is subsea chemical injection, which basically enables operators, so oil and gas companies, to have longer and longer tiebacks from their host platforms, say a platform in the Gulf of Mexico, depleting their oil and gas field just below the platform. They need to reach longer and longer distances. And in this case, the real bottleneck becomes the umbilical, so the long, let's say, tube that connects the host with the subsea stations. which is extremely expensive and it's very difficult to repair in case of issues or difficulties. And that umbilical carries both fluid and electric. So the trend that is happening now is that in order to reach longer distances, as the oil and gas fields deplete, operators are trying to eliminate the fluid component from the umbilical. So what they need to do is that they need to make the subsea stations completely electric. There are various components. So for example, multi-phase boosting, other type of large applications that already saw a technology development. One of the last building blocks is the subsea chemical injection. And the key component within subsea chemical injection is the pump. Okay, so what we're doing is with our unique products, we are trying to enable customers to unlock the very last building block that allows the whole tieback to become electric. So this is a very exciting up and coming technology that we are working on, and we are working partnering with some different local players. One is one Texas-based company called Subsea Shuttle, led by the very experienced Art Schroeder, and this is one technology. Other technologies in general for Peroni that are very interesting, looking at the future, are all the technologies connected to, let's say, the needs of high pressure pumping within new applications or new technologies. And this at the moment happens to be very much into the energy transition.
Yes, that's exactly where I was thinking, and how important this is, you know, in that space of sustainability. It sounds like, you know, just from your presentation here, that condensing of the energy market, and how are we going to sustain that, because we still need the energy. And so I love to hear that we have great minds working on that. And I guess, you know, is there anything else that you would like to make sure that our listeners know? I mean, I definitely want people to share it, subscribe, like, and do all of those things with the podcast. Is there anything else that you want to leave them with?
Well, I mean, one thing that that I would like to share is that as a company, being such a company with long history, we are very stable, we are reliable, but we have been at the forefront in many advancement of high pressure technology. So now we talk about prehistory, like 1950. Peroni has been the first company to provide ammonia pumps for fertilizer, for the fertilizer industry. The first plant was in Monte Catini, Italy, and the first high pressure pumps employed worldwide were Peroni's pumps. And it is in our DNA to support customers that are developing new technologies, new processes, have new needs, and we do not care to sell today. So we are a commercial company, so we need to stay in business. But part of staying in business is really to serve our customers from the early on stage. So especially with these green technologies, we are really, really open to support anything regarding new needs. Can it be CO2 injection? Can it be green fuels, hydrogen transition, and so on? So we serve all the kind of customers, the ones that are our bread and butter, and that where we are known for. What, let's say, the customers that form the industry we are very well known into, which is oil and gas and petrochemical. But also everything that is new. So it's very exciting times. It's we will see some new things popping up in the near future.
Yeah, I love that. And you know, we love that innovative thinking. We do a conference called Empowering Pumps and Industry Conference. We call it EPIC, and you know, we're bringing in those innovators, those, you know, emerging leaders need to hear from people who already have that innovative mindset and have developed. So keep that in mind too about, you know, coming in, sharing, or sending in a video and sharing. I do have Vince there in Italy with you, so I hope that you've gotten to meet him. And I just want to just encourage everyone to, you know, take a look at the history and kind of think about the future here with Peroni. I think it's really amazing what you've accomplished. And it sounds like the family behind it is it's kind of like our people, I'll say, definitely those early adopters putting in the research and development to help our customers. That's what we're all about. So I can't let you go without, some personal rapid fire here, Ricardo. So I'll do it light for you, but just what is your best advice that you've ever received?
Ooh, this is a very difficult and tricky question.
Yes.
So I'd say professionally, one of the best advices is really not to stop at the first failure, but continue until the right solution or the right success is reached. So, I mean, this is valid for individuals, of course. Everybody, I think all of us can witness or can testify to our own success or failures. And it's very important to learn from failures. No, it's a very plain advice, but it's also true for companies. So, of course, when it comes to companies that are critical in what they do, the failure needs to happen before the failure gets to a customer.
Absolutely, with the testing.
Needs to be improved on. Yes.
Absolutely.
However, there needs to be a culture, and I think at Peroni we are enforcing this even stronger in the latest years, a culture of openness to test and to fail, and in order to really come up with the best solution. So this is what we need to do. So this is an advice. I don't know if this answers your question.
Yes, I do have one more. And this is, if you were talking to a young professional kind of coming into the industry, what advice would you give them?
I'd say it's half of the learning is done by, there is culture, there is companies, but half of the learning is coming from your team and your boss, or let's say your workmates. So try to stick as much as possible and try to learn as much as possible from your peers and your superiors. That's what is really important. In Italian culture is even more important. So there is a saying that goes like, your leader should not teach you by telling you. It's you that should learn by looking at what your boss is doing. I know in American culture is a little bit of a different way of working, but still the concept is still very valid. So really try to learn as much as possible from the people around you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like learning through osmosis, learning by doing, observing, absorbing, all of those great things. So I get it. I definitely know my team knows that. I was like, come alongside me, and that's the best way that I can teach you. So I get it.
And actually, it takes depends exactly what your role is, but especially if you're in a technical role, it's important to give the time it needs. So you can be a fast learner, but it will take a little bit of time. If you continue skipping here from one position to the other, it's going to be trickier. So it's important to put oneself into one position, focus on that one, learn. And then the different ways might open. Anybody decides what they want to do, but at least after some years of devotion to a certain role, it was going to be a breadth of experience and knowledge that is a big value on the single professional.
Well, awesome. Ricardo, thank you so much for being with me today. I'm excited to work with you. It's so exciting to have, that branch here, if you will, in the Texas area, Louisiana area. So if y'all are in that space, definitely check them out. Go to OTC. There's always a way to jump on a Teams call to communicate. So I'm excited to work with you. And I definitely want to encourage everyone to share this episode to let us know about other leaders in this space, other people that we could work with and collaborate with. Sounds like Ricardo's doing some amazing things there. So keep that in mind for working with them too on that collaboration, the next step in the energy transition. So that's all I have for today, Ricardo. But if people wanted to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Oh, the easiest way would be to check out our website, and there are contact pages on it, and you can just address a message directly to me, or even via the JETEC website, which is jetech.com. And
Perfect.
we
We'll put
are
all
easy
that
to
in
reach.
the show notes. Yeah, we'll put all that in the show notes. And really, again, excited. Thank you for your time this morning. Well, it's morning for me. I think it's maybe late afternoon. I'm gonna get those time zones in my head. I'm traveling over at the end or in the middle of May. So hopefully I can arrange a meeting too. So thanks to you again. And until next time, everybody, be empowering.
Thank you so much.